The number of confirmed cases of swine flu in the Czech Republic has almost doubled in the last few days, with the total climbing to more than 70. The Ministry of Health is meanwhile boosting its preparations for a worst-case scenario. There are fears that a much more virulent and serious form of swine flu could spread during the autumn. Chris Johnston joins me now with the latest. So, Chris, what are the newest figures on the outbreak in the Czech Republic?
Well, at the moment, there are around 75 cases, and the number has doubled over the last few days. For example, there are 20 new cases on Monday and 12 new cases on Wednesday. Of course, the Czech Republic is still fairly mildly hit in comparison to other countries. I mean, there have been no deaths so far, whereas in Britain there have been 30 deaths, and there were more than 100,000 cases reported, for example, last week in Britain alone.
But there are fears, at least, of a more serious wave of infection in the autumn.
Yes, the big worry is that there could be some type of more mutant strain of the flu. At the moment, it seems, for most people, it seems that it's fairly a mild infection, but there's fears that a more mutant strain could combine with ordinary flu or perhaps other types of flu, and this could be, some people think, some sort of Spanish flu scenario as the big killer after the First World War.
And presumably the Czech government is making preparations.
Yes, of course, they've got about 2.5 million doses of the antivirus already in stock and have ordered the same amount. But this would still only cover about half the population, and other countries have got the population fully covered from both stock and orders. The health ministry is also looking to the number of beds that they could have called up in case of a pandemic, and the Minister of Health will next week be going around the regions of the Czech Republic to find out what extra beds they can call up, maybe from students' hostels, hotels, pensions and other facilities.
Right, and what advice, though, is being given out to the public?
The basic advice at the moment is not to panic, but there is also some more specific advice being given out. First of all, the ministry is saying that people should not try and contract the milder form of swine flu with the thought that this will prevent them getting any more serious form. And apparently some people have had the idea of doing this. And there is also advice being given out to get vaccinations against ordinary flu in the autumn, because this could reinforce the body's immunity against swine flu in general. And there are general advice on health as well, not to drink too much, keep fit. If you smoke, not to smoke. Basically, normal advice for people to keep their body trim and in fit so it can be prepared against some attack.
Right, well, thanks, Chris, for that update. And that's obviously a story we'll be keeping an eye on over the next few months.